Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is calm today. Jerusalem is enjoying a mild afternoon with clear skies. Tel Aviv is warmer with a gentle breeze off the coast. In Haifa, it's pleasant with a few clouds, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel just in, Iran has instructed the Houthis to close the Red Sea oil route if the U.S. targets their power network. Sources indicate the Houthis are prepared to target shipping routes near the Bab el-Mandeb Strait. Also, Ynet reports earlier this hour that Iran has threatened Red Sea shipping and asked the Houthis to prepare for a blockade at Bab el-Mandeb. This follows threats from Trump regarding strikes on power plants and bridges. Also this hour, the IDF has killed three armed Hezbollah terrorists in southern Lebanon. JNS reports this comes as the Israeli military concludes an operation in the so-called terrorist villages of Bint Jail and Einata. Separately, I-24 News notes the Knesset has approved a bill allowing single-sex university programs to extend through doctoral studies. And finally, from Forward earlier today, nearly half of House Democrats have voted to end U.S. military aid to Israel. This marks a significant shift in sentiment among the party's members. Here's what people are saying online. Yasmin Mohammed, an activist, posted just minutes ago noting the mental challenges faced by those who are gay in Islam, comparing it to the struggles faced by women in the religion. Al Arabiya English, a prominent news outlet, reported just moments ago that a weapons shipment destined for Hezbollah was intercepted in Syria, hidden in an Iraqi oil tanker truck. Eugene Kontorovich, a legal scholar, posted earlier today criticizing Democrats for not attempting to cut military aid to other Middle Eastern nations, but focusing on Israel, which he argues undermines America. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Red Sea tensions, the Times of Israel highlights the strategic importance of the Bab el-Mandeb Strait. It's a crucial passage for global oil shipments. Closing it could significantly disrupt international trade. The escalation comes amid rising tensions between Iran and the United States, affecting regional stability. Turning to the IDF's recent operation in Lebanon, JNS details the targeted efforts against Hezbollah's strongholds in the south. This military action highlights Israel's ongoing security concerns in the area. The operation's completion may provide temporary relief, but underscores the persistent threat from Hezbollah. Meanwhile, the Knesset's decision to approve single-sex university programs marks a significant cultural shift. As reported by I-24 News, this move is seen as a way to increase educational opportunities while balancing religious sensitivities. It reflects the ongoing debate over gender and education in Israel. Finally, the Forward's report on U.S. military aid sheds light on shifting political dynamics in Washington. Nearly half of House Democrats supporting the move signals a potential change in U.S.-Israel relations. This could have profound implications for diplomatic and security cooperation between the two nations. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that high-tech continues to be both an economic and social driver in Israel. Dana Nissel, CEO of Anubano, emphasized this at the National Economic Conference, highlighting the sector's broad impact. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that the recent World Cup semifinal between Argentina and England became the most watched match of the tournament. This reflects growing interest in international sports among Israeli viewers. And finally, Globes reports that the U.S. House has voted down a bill to end aid to Israel. The vote saw more than half of the Democratic Party supporting the initiative, indicating significant internal debate on U.S. foreign aid policy. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.